Alaskan author Bill Strever likes to tackle big topics in his writing. His best-selling book, Cold, covers everything from avalanches to expeditions into the world's most frigid places. His next book, Heat, was a similar examination of the science and stories of the world's hottest places, and his newest work seems like the biggest challenge yet, focused on moving air. The book is titled And Soon I Heard a Roaring Wind, and it looks at the natural history of wind through science, stories, and his own narratives as he and his wife sailed the Gulf of Mexico. Strever spoke recently with APRN's Lori Townsend, explaining that his story goes well beyond merely exploring the phenomenon of how air is propelled into motion.
It's history, it's nature, it's economics, it's forecasting, and it's also the wind itself.
The forecasting element of it, the first actual weather forecasting was in the 1800s.
The second half of the 1800s. In fact, I think it was around 1854, one of the members of the House of Commons in London stood up and kind of had this idea that we should be able to forecast the weather or foretell tomorrow's weather today. And the response of the House of Commons was laughter. He was laughed out of the out of his position, so to speak.
The actual forecast that was put in the London Times was about wind. That was the forecast. It really wasn't anything about temperatures or anything. It was about wind. How long did that last, forecasting focused on wind, and why was that such a focus immediately?
Well, the original forecast, and it was only about, if I remember, four lines long, and it each line started with something about the wind in a particular location, and then on that day they were forecasting for it ended with the word fine. So it was in the UK, and they must have had one of those unusually fine summer days or something going on, but it said fine, 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 fine. But they did start with the wind, and, you know, back then the maritime trades were much more obvious to people than they are today. So even today, shipping accounts, you know, most things that you own, they've been shipped from somewhere to somewhere. They've moved across the planet aboard a ship. Well, back in the 1800s, all those ships were propelled by sails. And the manpower on those ships, and it was mostly men, so I guess manpower is the right word, but the manpower on those ships was tremendous. So everybody knew someone. Everybody had family members who were at sea. The wind was very, very important.
What would you say your goal was when you decided to undertake this work? What did you want to accomplish in it?
That's a good question. You know, I think in all three of my books, if I'm honest, the answer is a very selfish answer. I wanted to learn something, and I love learning. And as I learn things, I think, well, I would like to share this with people. This is exciting to me. And then that becomes a book. It becomes Cold. It becomes Heat. It becomes, in this case, Roaring Wind. And, you know, then as I think about that, I think of the history of literature, and I think of books that are sailing narratives. So there used to be a big tradition of sailing narratives, and there's a tradition of salvation narratives, and there's a tradition of wilderness narratives where people are telling about their experiences and these different things. And I begin to think of my books as learning narratives. So I'm out there learning both experientially and by trying to understand the scientific literature and historical literature and even economic literature. And I start to develop a learning narrative, and that's what my books are.
And what do you hope that people take away from reading this book?
Well, I can tell you what I took away from writing this book and what I hope people take away from reading it is seeing wind in a whole new way. So walking out your door and looking up at the sky, maybe on your way if you're commuting to work or something, looking up at the sky and thinking, what's the wind doing today and why is it doing that and what might that mean? And, you know, I do that. And I think I probably finished writing this book about 7 months ago. And, of course, the publication process takes quite a while. But I still do that every day, whether I'm on my boat or here in Anchorage.
Author Bill Strever's new book, And Soon I Heard a Roaring Wind, is available now, and links are on our website at alaskapublic.org.